email come to the cabinet meeting on Tuesday, the 19th of April. Order of business.
The order of business is per the agenda, and we've got apologies for Councillor Constable.
Thank you very much. Any declarations of interest? These can be declared now or later on during the meeting. Now we'll forward on to item number 4 and 4.1, minutes of the special cabinet of the 1st of March 2016. Are we all agreed that these are accurate? And 4.2, minutes of the cabinet of the 1st of March 2016. All agreement, thank you. And now we go on to the public items, education interest, 5.1, minutes of the education appointment committee of the 11th of March.
Thank you. So this appointment committee was regarding the appointment of the head teacher at St Matthew's RC Primary School. The panel interviewed two candidates, and following consideration the committee agreed to recommend to Cabinet that the post of head teacher at St Matthew's RC Primary School be offered to Anna Chidley.
Thank you very much. And then my agenda's a bit higgledy-piggledy because it then goes on to 5.4 and then 5.2, so we'll do 5.2 first or 5.4 first. Anybody have preference? If you go on page numbers, it's 21, Midlothian Council Adoption Service, and that'll be a report by Joan.
Thank you. As you can see, the adoption report has came in, and it's three good. So we're asking Cabinet here this morning to vote the content of the inspection report, pass this report through the performance review and scrutiny committee for its consideration, to congratulate the management and staff connected with the Midlothian Council Adoption Service on the strengths identified within the report, and note that the Council will continue to challenge, support and monitor the service in relation to delivering the excellence framework.
Thank you very much. I note that these grades are all 4, so we all have a 4 and we're all good, so that's really good news, and I do recommend you accept these recommendations and congratulate all the staff involved.
Thank you.
We go now on to 5.2, page 61, the Midlothian Council Residential Service for Young People, and again a report by Joan Trent.
Okay. As we can see from the residential report, we have 4 very goods, which is a great achievement, given that the service has just come out of a service review. So again, it's about noting the content of the inspection report, pass this report to the Performance Review and Scrutiny Committee for its consideration, to congratulate the management and the staff connected with the Midlothian Residential Services on the strengths identified within the report, and to note that the Council will continue to challenge, support and monitor the service as we move forward.
This is again a fabulous report, very good, and the staff will definitely be to be congratulated. Wonderful work, and I hope you can keep it up. Keep going.
Thanks, Lisa. This is a pretty stunning report, actually. When you look at the inspections in August 12 and February 13, and you look at the range of improvement that there has been here, it's absolutely phenomenal. And I think it's all credit to the team in this building and to the staff that are involved in it. I mean, looking at the strengths in particular, I was delighted to see that they're all involved in training and employment. This is a major issue for youngsters in care, that we're achieving this, and this is good careers guidance. And this is connected, if you like, to the second strength, which is involving young people. If it's going to be successful, it's got to be that. And of course, having seen one of the properties, the actual standard of the accommodation that we have put in here over the years, the new accommodation, is really fabulous. I think the youngsters value this. So well done to everybody concerned with this report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else like to say a word? Then we can move on to item 5.3, page 99, Midlothian Council Fostering Service, and again, Joan Trinette.
working. And again, for the foster home services, we have three days and one very good in relation to staffing. So again, for Cabinet this morning to note content of the inspection report, pass this report to Performance Review and Scrutiny Committee for its consideration. To congratulate management and staff connected with McLaughlin Foster Home Service on the strengths identified within the report, and to note that the Council will continue to challenge, support and monitor the service in relation to our deliverance of excellence framework as we go forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, another fabulous report from your area, John. I think we're all really overwhelmed and chuffed with what's come forward today, and especially when the fostering services is expanding and we're always trying to attract new people in. I hope this will give encouragement to people who are thinking about it, that in Midlothian is a good place to be a foster carer and to look after our vulnerable children. And I propose we accept recommendations. And then we can move on to item number 6, Borders Rail Access Initiative, and that's a report by Vicky Moffat.
Thanks, Chair. Now that we've had the Borders Rail Line established for a number of months, it's really a challenge to officers to come forward with proposals that are going to build on that opportunity. This report is bringing to Cabinet's attention just one of those initiatives. I've highlighted the kind of numbers of tourists that come into Midlothian, but that's essentially the tip of the iceberg. And we recognise that there are vast numbers who can potentially be attracted to Midlothian for a variety of reasons. This report focuses on the opportunities to walk and cycle. And in that regard, there are three proposals that we are looking to get some support from in terms of funding. And they're all a mixture of things, but it's about making the routes more attractive, introducing gateway signs and play equipment. It's also about highlighting where these are, where they can go, the various routes that are along, the various routes from the railway stations, and it's about creating links where currently none exist. So what we're looking to do, coming to the resource section, is secure funding from the Blueprint Group, which members will be aware of, and other external funders, be that Forestry Commission and the Land and Countryside Budget, a small contribution. So it's really bringing to Cabinet's attention that we're going to meet these bids. Coming to the recommendations, I'd ask Cabinet to note the bids of the various funders, and also to note that, depending on the success, we'll come forward with a further report in due course, just to let Cabinet know how we got on. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Derek Rosie.
Right, thanks. Chair, get used to this new equipment here. Thanks, Vicky, for the report there. As you know, I've been going on for some length about the fact that in Midlothian, I don't think we make enough of what we've got here in Midlothian, and we're certainly right on the periphery of the biggest tourist attractions in the whole of the country there, and I feel we don't really get a benefit of that. And now it's good to see that we're now moving in that direction. We're going out here to get the funding, and I know of other initiatives that are ongoing even aside from this, that we're trying to do, and link our communities. I think it's important we link our communities into this so that everywhere is beginning to benefit from the railway, not just the ones on the corridor, the other areas. And I think things like this are going to work towards it. And it's great to see that yesterday, I think she made a plug here for the our Hop On Hop Off bus, which started yesterday, and I'll certainly be making use of my bus pass and getting a trip on it soon. So it's things like that are happening in Midlothian, and this adds to that, and I think it is important, and it's a necessary investment, I think, by the council. We go out there is funding there, and I think we show that we are being proactive in going for the funding that's there and improving our tourist facilities within Midlothian. I think it's only to be congratulated. I think certainly Vicky and our team, and I noticed James is there, James's team, and what they're doing, and I want to think it's been happening in the recycling front two that are going on, and that's to be I think recognised. So yeah, I would be fully supportive from the cabinet on what's happening.
Thank you very much, Philip Brown.
I can only echo what Derek has said so eloquently. I think until relatively recently we probably underestimated the attractiveness to tourists of Midlothian, wherever Big Brother. But actually, as the paper makes clear, we're the countryside of Edinburgh, and I know Edinburgh is very lucky in having its hills and its parks, but we offer so much. And if you walk some of the trails in Midlothian and if you walk the Pembroke Hills, you realise just how many people are making use of this, how attractive it is to visitors from outside Scotland. We've got a wonderful facility here, mountain biking in the Pentland Hills is an example. I know there are differing views on mountain biking, but the fact is it's a hugely growing sport. We're talking about people being healthier, this is all to do with education and health. I would hope our young people would use facilities like this. I was interested to see the connecting Gore Bridge. If you talk to a lot of people outside the Midlothian, the number of people that mention the Gore Bridge walks and the Gore Bridge cycle areas is incredibly popular. And I would hope perhaps at some stage in the future we could have a facility, has to be possibly a forest, to match what you see down at Glen Tress, because when you look at the success of what's gone down at Glen Tress, it's phenomenal. So I wish the people who are bidding for this money all the best. I think it's an obvious thing to do, and I think we could really boost, with all due respect, the revenue that we generate from tourism, and also make Midlothian a more encouraging place for our own people to use for leisure, recreation, and staying fit. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I too think Midlothian is a good place to be a tourist, and I'm definitely for promoting gorgeous Gore Bridge to the wider community as well as its own residents, and I too support these recommendations. Thank you. There is no private items today for either education or otherwise, and so it is down to me to thank you very much for coming along to our meeting today, and to note that our next meeting will be filmed. So if you are coming along to that meeting, make sure you're aware of the filming. You can speak to our democratic services if you need some support for that occasion. Thank you.
Thank you.